Hachette Audio presents Meet and Greet, written by Ian Rankin, read by Neil Scott Barber.
The arrivals hall was mid-morning busy. Peppard walked around for a bit, checking the uniforms and cameras. There were armed cops elsewhere in the airport, but not here. Chances were, no jihadists would arrive in the country locked and loaded. If anywhere, they'd be in departures, trying not to look nervous. Peppard, too, was doing his best not to let the nerves show. He usually only wore a suit at weddings and funerals. When the doors slid open, he caught glimpses of the beyond. Luggage carousels, sniffer dogs, immigration officials. Weary travelers emerging, toting trolleys. Nicely laden trolleys, he had to hope for one of those. The greeters had a stoical look to them, used to delayed flights and hour-long queues at passport control. Their clients would be ready to offer an apology, which was also a complaint. "Welcome to England," they'd be told with the thinnest of smiles. The greeters held up clipboards or scraps of paper. The more expensive seemed to use iPads, with the surname capitalized on the screen. Bit of a pain that, though, with the thing powering down every so often and needing to be refreshed. Peppard was happy with his clipboard. For the sake of appearance, it held half a dozen sheets of paper, as if his shift were busy. He held the black marker pen in his other hand and paced the floor one more time. When passengers emerged, they could turn left or right. Greeters lined the route. Most were professionals, but there were kinfolk and lovers too. Young women busy on their phones, kids holding "Welcome, Granny" balloons. The pros checked their own phones or held one-sided conversations with their Bluetooth sets. Some, with time to kill, had retreated to the seats and were sipping from takeaway beakers of coffee. To the far left.